I was fixing dinner, and his daughter called me and asked me, did he work in Raleigh County? And I said, no. I didn't realize it was in Raleigh County. It was just across the line, you know. And then I started making calls, and I knew it was then. So,
you know, and I was cutting the grass, and my husband was out.
I was trying to call
on the porch, you know, and she couldn't get a hold of me. And then when Fred came out there and said, it's your sister, you know, and it's aggravating because you're out there and cutting the grass and everything. You're in the middle of a job to do, and somebody's calling. Well, it's not like I couldn't call her back. And Fred said, well, I think you need to talk to her. So I don't know what she said to him, but when I talked to her, and it's when she asked me, and I said, yeah, Shirley, that performance, that's boon.
But they didn't say performance. They just said a mine in Raleigh County.
Yeah.
And that, I'm thinking, I told his daughter, I said, well, no, he doesn't work in Raleigh County. So I felt better.
What kinds of things did your brother tell you about working in those mines? What kinds of things would he say about the conditions or just...
Well, the bad thing was about the air, and Shirley could share that better than I can because she had spoke to him and she had witnessed it, him falling asleep on my dad's couch 2 weeks before the explosion from the lack of, you know, that's what we blame it on, lack of oxygen.
Shirley, what kinds of things did he tell you?
As Sherry said, we would meet at Dad's, and so Dad being a coal miner, you know, that is a bond him and my brother had that I could sit there and listen, but I really couldn't contribute a whole lot. And so him and my dad would be talking, and he would talk about...
He was a rift boulder.
He was a rift boulder, and he would talk about how dangerous it was. You know, he would have a cold, and he would sound so horrible. And he said, when you weigh in water up to your neck... He said, in that mines, and you wear those clothes, that's just part of the job. But then he talked about, we were always talking about, he looked so tired. And there at the end, he really looked really tired. And he was starting to fall asleep at Dad's.
So the ventilation.
We'd be talking, you know, and he would fall asleep. So the last time that we talked, which was right before this happened, we were at Dad's, and he was talking about he was going to retire in 2 years. Because he's 53. And he was never one to complain about the... I never heard him complain about the work, ever.
Mm-mm.
And I said, well, why? What are you going to do? You'll be so young. And he said, if I don't get out of there, they're going to kill me. I'm going to die in there. And to this day, that still haunts me. Because I said, Hobbin, you know, you're going to be fine. You're used to that. He goes, no, I'm telling you.
It's different.
He said, it's different now.
Sherry, you said you've decided to go to the ceremony on Tuesday morning?
Yeah, I asked her to go. She's supposed to go with me.
I'm going.
Well, good.
All because I want to. Just because it brings it all back again. It's never going to end.
But to me, that's a different... To me, it's a different bringing it back.
Maybe someday it will be when you can step away from it for a little longer. But for now, I want to go over there and just remember Boone as my brother. Not remember Boone as the coal miner.
Mm. Well, no, I think it's interesting that you say that because, you know, the people who listen to this, they're not going to know Boone.
Right.
They don't know him. They know him as one of the 29.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you would want people to know about him, to remember about him?
That he loved what he did. He loved coal mining. And that may seem strange to some people, but he was not a lazy person. He could have done other things and did do other things.
Well, he loved life. He loved to play basketball. He loved to teach the youth basketball, you know, on Cabin Creek. You know, he was a father of two, a grandfather of how many? Some of them come after, you know.
And I'll tell you.
But, I mean, he loved life. He loved hunting. You know, he'd go hunting.
And I think what I want people to know about my brother is that he would want someone speaking up for those still working in those conditions.
Yeah.
And it's not been easy. And there's been lots of times I've wanted to not do it. but it's not about me. It's about him and the other 28 that died.